I thankful most of all this evening that God has lengthened out the wrinkled threads of my life and spared me another year. Brother Greg, we was talking. Brother Greg said he hopes 2011 is a little more kinder to him than 2010 has been. And I know many of you, we can all look back on the year and see the things that took place and the trials and the tribulations and the pains and the sufferings, the heartaches and the worries that we went through. But the Lord has brung us through them all. And He will deliver. He will deliver His children. He said, He would deliver them out of all their troubles. No matter what comes, Brother John, He's going to deliver us one day. He'll deliver us not only here, but one day He'll deliver us on the other side where there's not going to be no more trouble. There won't be no more sadness and sorrow. It'll all come to an end. One day, Mother, you won't have to worry about can't get in your breath and whatever problem you might have. I know you lost your son a year ago. Two of them in a year. Now you imagine that, losing both two of your children. It's hard to imagine sometimes what people go through. I don't know the heartaches of losing a son. I sit there and Zachary and I thought of Gabe and Jordan out there tonight. And I thought, as a thought hit me, what if one of them had come a message when the phone rung and one of them was gone? My heart couldn't hardly take it. I couldn't hardly stand the thought of it. And I've got a daughter and two little grandchildren. What if the word would come that one of them was gone? We don't know what tomorrow holds, people. We don't know what's going to take place. Death comes to the young as well as the old. We're all going up to war with death, and there is no discharge in that army. There's none here today that is too great that he's not going to die and go the way of all the earth. We're all just as the vapor upon the water that appeared for a little while and faded away. Job said, man is born of a woman a few days and full of troubles. He come forth like a flower and he's cut down and he fleeth like a shadow and he continueth not. Listen today, who is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou hast visited? God knows where you're at tonight. God knows the very cry that you're crying. I know in 1975, Brother Lonnie was talking about Brother Coy. 1975, right back there, the Lord saved me just before the midnight hour. I never forgot that. I'll never forget the love of my Savior or the power of the Holy Ghost, how it comes down. How it still refreshes my soul, and I remember of the days of old. I cry, Lord, have mercy. God, give me mercy at the day. I'm not above crying for mercy. I am not above crying, Lord, have mercy on me for my sins and my trespasses that I have here. Brethren, today, for I'm not perfect in this world. I'm just I'm a man of shortcomings, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. But I've got a hope in a man called Jesus that one day in the sweet by and by I'm going to hear His voice say, come ye blessed unto my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the world was. I listen the day unto them that know Him, brethren. There is the hope. Listen, one day, Brother Lonnie, we'll be freed from the world. Down here, brother, where so many things go wrong, but there is a plan not made by hand that Abraham of old, brother, saw. He said, he saw the city whose builder and maker is God, brother, eternal in the heaven. Listen the day, and I thought of Moses, brother, how Moses smote the rock and the water came out. All the rock and the Bible said they did eat of that rock and drank of that rock. Listen the day in the wilderness, brother. Listen, friend, the day when Moses, because you disobeyed me and you smote the wrong when I told you to speak unto it, and you didn't magnify me at the wrong Meribah, brother, I'm not gonna let you go over into the promised land. But I told you now, you come up to the mountain and I'm gonna let you see over crossing the other side, brother. And I thought, brother, how what Moses seen when God took him up there, brother, then he had promised them a land that flowed with milk and honey. He promised them, brother, they would have been obedient and followed him. He said, I'll give them a land, milk and honey, brother. But you come up here, Moses. I'm going to let you see over there and show you how wonderful it would have been if you'd have paid attention, if you'd have obeyed my commandments and followed me and all my precepts. Friend, there's a picture there for each and every man today. Except you keep the commandments of God, you shall surely die in your sin, and where he is, you cannot appear. Brethren, except you eat the flesh of the Son of God and drink his blood, you have no life in you. No, brethren, listen to that. And as Moses went on top of the mountain, God showed him all the things that God had opened his mind to see, brethren. And then God took his life, brethren, upon the mountain. Someday, brethren, listen through disobedience. Don't never doubt your days can be shortened upon the earth. Friend, the day and I listen, sometime your days can be lengthened by your obedience. Hezekiah cried when the news come to him, you're going to die, Hezekiah, get your house in order. But brethren, here's a God that's full of tender mercy and long suffering, and here's the cries of his people. The writer said in the Bible, brethren, he said his ears are open unto their cry, his eyes are everly over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. And Hezekiah cried, brethren, and he turned his face to the wall. I listened to thee, and he wept, brethren. God told, he told the prophet, go, you tell Hezekiah, I've seen your tears, I've heard your cry, I'll lift out your days 15 years. Well, God, how am I going to know, God, that you'll do that for me? Have you ever asked for a witness, brethren? Have you ever asked for a sign? Have you ever prayed for a little dream, maybe? God, would you show me a little something? I remember when the Lord was calling me to preach. I prayed, and I cried, Lord, I'm afraid, Lord. I can't do that, God. God knowed I couldn't do it, brethren. I still can't do it. I'm still helpless today. Friend, I one night the Lord took me in a dream, brother, out there into a big audience of people, and seemed like they must have been 1,000 people there, and I was standing in a pulpit, and I was a preaching, brother Greg. I was a crying unto the people, you got one day to repent, except you repent, you'll die in your sin, and where Jesus is, you cannot come. Oh God, the Lord led me out in them dreams, and one night, brethren, I was standing in heaven's sweet land, and I looked out over the field, and there was two other men standing there. Brethren, today I want you to listen to this, how the Lord will show you things and dreams and visions of the night, and how we stood on an old paling fin, and I looked out over the field, and it was bare, brethren. There was nothing in that field, brethren, and two men stood beside me, looked unto the Lord. I never seen his face, but I knew it was the Lord standing there. Brethren, they said, we don't want to stay, it ain't no better than this, we're going bang. Listen today, and I remember turning to the Lord, and I loved him, brethren. And I still love him tonight with all my heart. And I looked out over the field, and I said, Lord, Lord, if it ain't no better than this, I still want to stay, God. The Lord took his hand. He said, behold, in the field became filled with little trees, and it was full of fruit, brother, and it was sweet. Listen today, I want you to know the world, they can't see the old church, brother. You got to be born again and see the kingdom today. She is hid, brother. She's a royal priesthood. She's a holy nation tonight. Brethren, and we're going to the other side of the river. There's a river of Jordan, that God showed Moses, but Joshua got to lead them down to the bank, where the priest stood, stepped into the water, Brother Jimmy, and when they stepped into the water, the waters turned back and stood as a heme. Brethren, and they went on the other side, and they carried 12 stones, brother, and stood them up on the other side. What is these stones going to mean? Listen, people, we're paddling up stones along our way. The little tapes that we have here, they take my voice and put on there. One day, maybe I'll be gone and cold in the grave. My boys, maybe I will hear that voice. I want Daddy's God to be my God. I want to walk in the path of the righteous. Listen today, Brother Greg, that's our hope, and that's our prayer, and it's hard. It's all in all, Brenda, that our children would come and follow me, and follow where Jesus is. As you see, it's faith to follow Jesus tonight. If Jesus is your leader tonight, I want to follow you. Paul said, be you followers of me, even as I am also of Christ. Brethren, and they went on the other side, into the promised land, brethren, where the grains took two men to carry on a pole, brethren. It was a beautiful land. It was a land that flowed with milk and honey. It was a type and a figure of the heavenly land, brethren, that is filled with fruit, brethren, that I believe we're eating of the night. The right writer said, I saw a river and the stream thereof make glad the city of Argon. It comes down through the golden pine. It pours out into the golden bowl, and they consume the oil that come out of the bowl, brethren. What was these? He said, who is these two olive trees that consume the oil? It was the old church, my brethren. That's the only one can eat of the fruit of that land today. And if you want to eat of that land, you'll have to come and get your feet under the table. But there one time in the Bible, there was a little woman had a little daughter, and she come to Jesus. Oh, won't you come and heal my little daughter? Sing, she got a devil. Won't you come and heal her? It's not meat to give the bread on the dog. Listen, but she began to cry. She began to sing, oh Lord, yes, I know it's not mean, but would you know that the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table? And listen, when I was in the world, brother, I remember the days. I remember the days of old. I thought today's agony, how I laid in the floor and I prayed and I cried with all my heart, and the Lord didn't save me there. I thought surely the Lord would save me there. I would be all alone of a night, Brother Terry, and I'd get me a bath towel and I'd stretch out on the floor. I can still remember them days, brethren. Oh God, have mercy on me. Oh God, don't leave me here. Oh God, remember me, though I am but dust. And I'm nothing, and I still feel that today, yes, Sister Esther. I don't feel like I'm anything today. I'm just a servant of the Lord today. I'm just a little one in the hands of the Master. I'm just the clay in the potter's hand. Oh, God, form me, lead me and keep me. And brethren, that night I come to church, and a little bit before midnight, Brother Baxter Orman, I guess that's the reason I love him so, brother. He was a praying here in the floor, and I was a praying back there. Oh, brother, and the sweetest sound I'd ever heard come rushing down into my heart. And the Lord picked me up, brother, and he took the load and carried it away. Where did it go? I don't know what he done with it, but it was gone. It was gone. There was a sweet feeling there. There was a burning of the Spirit as he overwhelmed me with his Spirit and covered me up. And like the old writer said, it's like an ointment that was poured over Aaron's head, come down over the beard, down to the scourge, brother. Sometime we could see it run out into the audience. We could see the effects of the river as she flowed, brother. I'm glad today, brother, wherever the river flows, everything lives. This river that I'm talking about, it's a river of life, brother, and wherever it flows today, everything lives in the river. There's trees on this side of the river. There's trees on that side of the river, and sometime the Lord will lead you out in the river, brother, maybe 1,000 furlong, maybe up to the waist, maybe out where it becomes a river to swim in. Brethren, today, when the Lord leads you there, it's a happy place for you.
It is a happy place.
Ain't no troubles there then.
Everybody.
All sorrow melts away. That's the only time that I have perfect peace here. It's when the Lord will come in and he'll cause my cup to run over. I'm like David of old and said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, he maketh me. me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul, for his name's sake. And though I walk to the valley and the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil.
Thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over and over and over and over. Brother, and surely goodness, surely mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I cried, Lord, Lord, follow me, Lord. Anoint me and keep me in your care. It feels like it was a night, brother. And when the Spirit come over me, I could feel the warmth of his love. I could feel the power of his being, brother, as he comes to me, as he leads me about in pastures that is unknown to man. Only God can lead you there. It's a place that he led Moses, brother, and showed him this wonderful land that was going to come. I believe the day, brother, many of the old prophets embraced the day that we're living in today. They wanted us to look into it. Even the angels desired to see this and to understand what we have today. They don't have what we have. What do they have? What do we have that they don't have, brother? We got grace today. We got salvation. And it's of the Lord Jesus Christ.
They had the promise.
And it's unto everyone.
They had the promise.
So. It's unto everyone,
yeah, Lord,
that wants it. Yeah, the Lord. Grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Lord, I can't hardly preach for crying here. But that grace tonight, brother, I don't care how poor you are. You may not have no money. You may be down. I thought of them little people, Brother Terry, living in a cardboard box over on the hill. Maybe under a bridge somewhere tonight. Even they can turn their eyes to heaven, receive the riches, receive the richest gift that could ever be given unto them. And I declare tonight, God is no respecter person tonight. In every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. He will accept you tonight. I thought, let me get this and I'll come to a close. I thought, brethren, of Rahab when they went into that city and they told her, if you'll put the cord that you let us down with was a scarlet thread, then let them down the wall, brethren, if you'll put that there when we return, we'll spare your house. Well, I want you to know that, brethren, that Rahab was in the line of Jesus. You might say, well, she was a harlot. Well, so was Bathsheba. Out of Bathsheba come Solomon, brethren. Listen today. And David, out of that line lineage, came Christ. Tamar was a harlot, brethren, but out of the lineage of Christ, she was ready in it. I want you to know tonight when grace comes and overshadows you, you're no longer a harlot. You're no longer an adulteress. You're no longer a murderer. You're no longer a liar. But you've been washed. You've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb tonight, friend. And I don't care what you've done. The blood of Christ is able to cover you, to cover your sins and make you white like snow. He said, though your sins be as crimson, I'll make them white as wool. And though they be like a scarlet, brother, listen today. I'll make them white like snow. Listen tonight. I don't care how dark your world may seem. I've got a Father. Amen.
that's able to lighten your world. And I thought as I looked out the garage the other day, I said, and the light was turned on, but over in the corner, brother, and behind the little wall building there was a little darkness. And I thought, God, when I go to do good, evil is present. He's always lurking about. You can't go. No matter what you do, the devil's going to be here after you, trying to destroy your peace,
yes,
trying to destroy your joy. And the Bible said to let no man rob you of your crown.
That's what it says, Brother
Junior. Ain't he not talking about a crown sticking on top of your head, brother? He's talking about a crown of joy, a crown of glory, a crown of happiness, a crown of righteousness. Don't let nobody steal your blessings while you're here if you've been born again.
They'll do it if they can.
And the devil will do it if you'll let him.
Yes, sir.
Don't let him steal it from you.
Yes. Pray to the Father.
It's been good. I can go on and on. You know how things is. It's been good. Brother Greg, you want to come?
Come on, Brother Greg.
You want to come and... And
come on, Brother Greg. Sing a song.
Why don't you come sing him a song? Sing my song for him.
Come on, Brother Greg.
Come on. Come sing my song for him.